The Saint-Adalain Fountain. The Saint-Adalain Fountain, only a dozen yards in front of us, has the potential to surprise. It looks nothing like the more or less carefully worked pieces that are so often placed in the heart of a village. Located in the middle of a field, it is called Fountain because the inhabitants of Selles slums, where we are now, came here to stock up on running water, and this continued up until the public water lines reached their houses in 1957. This fountain is in reality a simple resurgence. The water we hear here is that of a stream running underground for just over 3 kilometres before bursting through the surface, to the great satisfaction of Selles inhabitants. For it is not simply a coincidence that this fountain is named Saint-Adalain. Like him, it would be at the root of numerous healing miracles. If it is not a miracle, then what took place in Selles in 1944 on Christmas Day certainly seems like it could be. In the wee hours of December the 25th, around 3 a.m, the 2nd German Panzer Division arrived from the east, by way of the National Highway and thoroughfare, like the one you see about 50 yards out to your right. Hitler was pressing on even though the momentum of the war was not going in his favour. And in a sort of battle of honour, he asked his troops to reach the very strategic port of Anvers. It is what we call the Ardennes Offensive, an offensive that finished by going no further than Selles, as the historian Jean-Michel Delvaux will now tell us. The offensive was stopped in Selles for several reasons. First, the Germans were running low on everything, fuel, ammunition and reinforcements. Their supplies were no longer reaching them, and so they were stuck here in Selles. Second reason, the weather cleared up and Allied planes were able to take off and attack the Germans from the air. And the third reason is also a bit of legend here in Selles, was Marthe Monrique, who ran a café called the Pavilion Ardennais, and who, according to legend, stopped the Germans by telling them that the road was full of mines all the way to Dinan. Difficult to know if this lie truly dissuaded the German soldiers from advancing. What is certain, on the other hand, is that one of their tanks had just set off a mine close to Marthe Monrique's café. For many, this audacious woman became a sort of hero, and after the war, thanks to this prestige, she had no trouble convincing the Belgian army to set up the famous tank in front of her establishment. It is still here, next to the village's entry. The only thing that was changed was the café's name. It is now called Le Tank. Thank you for continuing your visit and see you soon.